This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time to turn our attention to Oxnard, California, where we got Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how you doing out there, man?
I'm lonely. You're not here.
I know. It's got to be. Well, but are you in the hotel room rather than out on the tennis courts right now?
Yeah, I am. I decided there was no reason to be there at 8:40 in the morning when nothing really is going to happen till 11.
Yeah, see, and so we give you a little bit a little bit of compromise there. We get to, you don't even have to roll out of bed to have this conversation if you don't want to. But I did.
That's good,
and we're happy about that. All right, the big event over the weekend. We didn't even get a chance to talk about this, Mickey, because it wrapped up like at the very end of our show on Friday. Does anything come of this whole situation with Micah now saying he no longer wants to be here?
Yeah, stay my beating heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a book out there, The Art of Negotiations in the NFL. And if there's a stalemate and you don't hold all the cards, you ask for a trade, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's expected. It happens. And I don't think it moves the needle one bit. Now, it might move the needle with the fans out there, but from, I think, the Cowboys standpoint, from Jerry Jones' standpoint, it's like, okay, oh, well, we're not rushing into anything. The negotiations continue.
Did it seem like it affected anything at practice? Did it seem like it, like the guys felt like they had to answer more questions about that than normal, or did, was it business
as
usual?
Well, I don't know if, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there were questions. I don't know that distracts guys from doing their job, and there's a lot of guys out there. If you noticed, basically, I think from a reaction on whatever, Twitter, X, the guys that reacted were the guys that have money guaranteed, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
The rest of the guys, they're out here trying to make a living, and they can't be bothered about what Micah wants or what Micah's not getting. And he was at practice. So for a guy that didn't want to be here anymore, and he was out there just as normal, you know, mixing it up with the guys, you know, I think everybody expected he wasn't going to show up because he said he didn't want to be here anymore. And by the way, do you think he wrote that?
Oh,
he might have had a little ChatGPT or David Mulligetta assist.
I think he got a big assist on that, right? So, yeah, it doesn't change anything. Let's put it that way. You know, I've heard that before. We've all heard it before. I mean, it's happening in Washington right now, right? With McLaurin. So anytime it happened in Cincinnati with Hutchinson, anytime, you know, you're kind of at a stalemate. Well, okay, let's create this. I want to be traded. Well, okay, you want to be traded? Go find me a trade because I want two first round picks next year. I don't want one and one, right? I want two, and I want a starter, and that's just the start of the trade negotiation. Plus, if you want to be traded, go find a contract that somebody else is going to give you, because there's a lot of threads to this thing that would have to get done before you get a trade like that.
Mickey Spagnuolo joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Now that we've gotten to this point, but at the same time, I mean, aren't we kind of exhausted with this? I mean, this is now 2 years in a row where you've got a guy who's undisputedly one of the best, not just on your team, but at his position in the NFL. And now you're running up against where it looks like this thing's not going to get resolved anytime soon. I'm going off of what CeeDee Lamb told this radio station just last week, where he said your body needs 2 weeks to get prepared for the rigors of an NFL season. So by that rationale, I don't know about you, but I'm not betting that this guy is going to be ready physically for week one. So you're going to spend all this money, which Jerry kind of tipped his hat and said, you know, when you're talking about roughly $200 million, okay, so now we've got kind of a ballpark, just using context clues here. Are we worried that, okay, so he may be not be ready until week two, then God forbid he gets hurt or you know, soft tissue thing, and then you're out for 4 or 5 more weeks. I mean, you know, there's levels to this, as the kids say. Like, why do we keep getting to this point with the Cowboys and their star players?
Well, here's what you don't know, right? What are they asking for?
Well, I mean, based off what he told us, you know, they came at him a year ago and they tried to negotiate with him since March, and Jerry won't answer the phone. Again, that's their side.
No. What's Micah asking for?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we don't know yet. I mean,
well, exactly. That has a lot to do with it.
But at the same time, though, if they're not negotiating, though, right? I mean, they're claiming that they have not heard from Jerry since March. So, I mean, does it matter what he's asking for if the other side doesn't answer the phone?
Okay. So they're claiming, right? Look.
Well, Jerry didn't tip his hat and said he was doing anything since March either.
What did he say?
He said again and again, like 10 different times, and said he negotiated deals in March. That's all he said.
What you don't know is what I offered, and it's a lot more than you think. A lot more than you think. And it's not always the total package. It's how many years.
Yeah.
You want to have this over, right? Because I'm sure they want it over 3 years. So at 29, at the height of his career, he's going to be a free agent.
Right.
And if you're going to pay somebody $40 million signing bonus, you want to prorate that over 5 years, not 4 years, not 3 years, right? Because that's what helps you on the salary cap. So we don't know how many years they want also.
Right.
So again, they made him an offer, right? And they thought they had an agreement. And as Jerry said, if we're going to adjust it, then I got to be a part of it and they got to be a part of the adjustment. So
fair enough.
I just think we have to be careful with the rhetoric.
No, and I'm with you 110% on that. I agree.
And you're right. And you're right about he's going to need 2 weeks to get ready to play football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ball. So again, if this isn't going to be like CeeDee Lamb or Dak signing and then playing within 5 days, or Michael Irvin, who ended his contract negotiation in 1992, signing on a Thursday and playing Monday Night Football as a wide receiver for the season opener. This is a guy that's got to go up against 320-pound defensive ends, and he needs to get ready to play football. And I'm sure their thinking is, we got to play 17 games. If he misses the opener, so what? There's still 16 games left, but we're not going to take the chance of him getting hurt by just throwing him out there. And do you not think Micah Parsons doesn't want to be out there for the NFL season opening game?
Oh, 100%. Well, right? He definitely wants to be out there.
And they've got something to do with it, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just, okay, pay the guy. It's, we don't know what they want. And that may have a lot to, if I'm his agent, I'm asking for $50 million a year. I might end up with 45, and everybody thinks, well, you just offer him 40, 41 a year and deal's done. But we don't know that that's what they're asking for. And over how many years. And I think there's so much to this that I know we react to, but you can ask for all the trade you want. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. And you have to find a trading partner. Oh, well, by the way, also.
There, as we are getting ready for the first game of the preseason, there are a few names that I want to start kind of getting familiar with other people out there. Can you tell me a little more about Shamar James? I feel like he kind of got lost a little bit in this whole in preseason, but from what we've seen, dude's actually been very good.
He has. And he's getting opportunity because, Kenneth Murray hadn't been here for, a full week,
yeah.
It seems like. He's back now. But he's got an opportunity to play more, and so has Damone Clark. So in his absence, those guys have been in there. Leofau has been in there, and he'll be in there when they go three linebackers, I'm pretty sure. I think that, he's gotten some reps, and he's showing the athleticism that I think they anticipated. But Ezeruku is the guy that's really flashed for me. This guy, his first step and his ability to turn the corner as a pass rusher is pretty darn impressive. Now, we got to see what happens, when the lights come on. Can he hold down the edge? Can he stop the run? Those are things you've got to look at for young guys. We'll get a better indication tomorrow when they practice against the Rams. And then on Saturday, then we'll kind of get a real good look at what some of these young guys can do when they're actually playing football.
The other person who I feel like is getting some time, Kamon Hall. Can you, his opportunity here is pretty significant with all the injuries at cornerback.
Yeah, because they need bodies, right? Mm-hmm. They need guys to get out there to be able to play. And, Diggs might be out there now, out there, and they've got the guys wearing their jerseys and helmets doing the rehab. But that's no indication that he's close to being ready to play football. And one of the things you got to worry about is conditioning. You can do all the rehab you want, but, he hadn't put pads on since what? When he got hurt during the season? So he hasn't carried the pads for, it seems like, forever. It's going to take him some time to work back into football shape. So they're going to need some guys to step up. I think Kyir Elam has, you know, certainly got his hand in the air. And if Diggs is not ready to go, you know, he's one of your starting outside corners. And then you got to see what happens in the slot. And, you know, you can always move Deron Bland in there, but then you need another outside guy if Diggs is not ready to go. So, yeah, it's complicated at the cornerback position as we stand. And he's one of the younger guys that I think has flashed and flashed playing inside in the slot on the nickel. So, again, let's see what happens. You know, last year at this time, if you guys remember, with Kalen Carson, fifth-round draft choice, he was playing so well in training camp, he got the nickname Seatbelt because he was locking guys down. And then when the lights came on and he got a little banged up, he kind of faded away. So
more like car seat.
We're 2 weeks in, so I think these next 2 weeks are going to be really important, not only the scrimmage, but being able to see him actually play in a preseason game.
What's his nickname now since he's gotten hurt so much? Training room? Anyway, we got Mickey Spagnuolo on the mic with us.
Training room, right?
There you go. Speaking of the secondary, considering we've talked a little bit about the cornerbacks, we've kind of overlooked the safeties a little bit for a group that was, mediocre at best last year. I think Malik dropped more interceptions than he made last year. How's Malik looking, Donovan Wilson, and kind of where are we at with that group?
Yeah, I think somebody forgot to tell Malik Hooker last week that we're not playing tackle football.
Okay.
He was putting people on the ground.
Good.
And I'm not talking in pass coverage. I'm talking against the run. So he's coming down. I think he's had a really, really good training camp. Same with Donovan Wilson. Unfortunately, Wanye Thomas got nicked up and he hadn't practiced in a couple days. We'll see if he can get back in there. But from a safety position, yeah, I think they're just fine. They've got three or four guys that can play that spot. Marquise Bell is showing up in the situations they put him in. But Hooker and Wilson, they've been bringing the leather out there, and I think that's been pretty impressive, especially for Malik. I think, you know, the further he gets away from that torn Achilles, I think the better player he becomes.
Hopefully so. Thank you very much, Mickey. We'll get back with you tomorrow, sir.
I'll be here. See you guys.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo in Oxnard for Cowboys coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.